Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Pouring.
Goldfish.
Goldfish? Yeah. Hey, you are.
The boys' aquarium broke. So I had to get the fish out of their bathroom basin so they could get washed this morning. Now I have to get them out of the milk bottle before the milkman comes, so I'm putting them in the flower bowl.
What are you going to do with them if I send you flowers?
Honey, that's the last thing I'll have to worry about.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I thought I might play a little golf today.
What are Beaver and Wally going to do?
Well, after they straighten up their room, Beaver and Whitey Whitney are going over to Larry Mondello's to dig a hole in his backyard.
What are they digging a hole for?
They found a shovel.
Well, I guess that's as good a reason as any for digging a hole.
I think Wally and Eddie and Chester and some of the others are going to the movies at the Olympic.
I thought Wally saw that picture.
Well, he did, but Chester thought they ought to see it again now that they know where to make the noises during the kissing scenes.
Hey, how do you know everything that goes on around here?
Oh, you'd be surprised at how much information you collect transferring goldfish from one room to the other.
Come on, Beef. We got to get this room cleaned up like Dad says.
Hey, Wally, you really going to go see the same movie again?
Yeah. Eddie says we might meet some girls.
What kind of some girls?
I don't know. Mary Ellen Rogers might be there.
You walked her home from school on Thursday.
Well, so? I walked her.
You used to throw rocks at her.
Well, I used to do a lot of things when I was a kid.
Hey, Wally, do you know Linda Dennison?
She's in your class. Didn't she used to have no teeth?
Yeah, but she's got some now.
What about Linda Dennison?
Well, in class, she's always looking at me.
Well, do you ever look back at her?
Not if I can help it.
Did you ever talk to her?
Just once.
Well, what'd you say?
Well, she said, stop looking at me. Hey, Wally, you think it means anything, her looking at me?
I don't know. Do you like her?
Not much. I liked her better when she had no teeth. And she used a good whistle.
Did you boys get your room straightened up?
Oh, yeah, Dad. The room looks real neat.
Say, Beaver, be careful digging that hole over at Larry's. I don't want you to get hurt.
Yeah, Dad.
I'm not Wally. I wouldn't make those noises at the movies. You know, it disturbs other people.
Hey, Wally, how did you think you found out what we were doing? We didn't tell him.
Search me.
Hey, maybe you've got X-ray ears like Superman.
Cut it out, Beef.
Yeah, it is wet paint. Hello, Beaver. Up here. It's me, Linda Dennison. I'm in the tree. Linda, how'd you get up there? I climbed up. But you're a girl. I know, but I climbed up anyway. Come on up, Beaver. Me and Lily gotta dig a hole. There's a bird's nest up here.
A real bird's nest?
Sure, it's right here. Wow. All right. Give me your hand, Beaver. I'll help you.
No, I can make it.
Beaver.
You look different than you do in school.
Do I?
Yeah. I guess it's because you're dirtier.
Well, where's the nest?
Right there. I'll bet there's real birds in there.
You know, inside the eggs.
Yeah. Wonder how they got in there.
I don't know. I guess it's like peanuts.
They're in there and that's that.
Yes, but when peanuts get out, they can't fly.
Yeah, but it's pretty neat the way it works, though.
I think they're pigeons' eggs.
How come?
Because they got freckles on them.
I wonder if the birds will have freckles.
I think we better be getting down.
We might be making the eggs nervous.
I gotta be going.
Me and the fellas are gonna dig a hole.
Beaver, do you want to come over tomorrow and look at the eggs again?
If it's all right with you, you found them first.
It's all right, but I don't think we should tell other people.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't think we should have a lot of strange people looking at our eggs.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, I'll see ya.
Beaver, how come at school you never talk to me?
Oh, I never talk to girls.
Oh.
But I guess from now on it wouldn't hurt to talk to you.
I'll see you, Beaver.
Hey, Beaver!
What you doing, Beaver?
Hi, guys.
You were supposed to be at my house a long while ago.
Yeah, who was that you were talking to?
Just somebody.
I saw her. That wasn't somebody. That was Linda Dennison.
That's wet paint.
We know it's wet paint. All but Linda Dennison's your girl.
She is not my girl.
Then why were you talking to Linda Dennison if she's not your girl?
I wasn't talking to her because she was a girl. I was talking to her like she was a people.
Well, are we going to dig that hole, aren't we?
Sure, Beaver. Hey, Whitey, let's use up sides and play dolls.
Yeah. You guys, cut that out.
Bye, dear.
Bye.
Listen, I'll drive the boys by school if they're ready.
I had to send Beaver back upstairs. Came down with no shoelaces.
None at all?
Not at all. Said he lost them.
Now, how could a boy lose both shoelaces right out of a pair of shoes?
He said they just fell out while he was playing.
Yeah, sure. Oh, bye-bye.
Bye, dear.
Hey, Beaver, aren't those laces out of your sneakers?
Uh-huh.
Well, what are you going to do when you want to wear your sneakers?
I'll worry about that when the time comes.
Hey, where were you all Saturday afternoon?
Well, I was around.
You weren't at Larry's with Whitey, because I went by there and his father was making him fill up the hole.
Well, I guess it was around some other place.
With one of the guys?
Sort of with one of the guys.
Well, which guy?
Linda Dennis. Dennison.
Linda Dennison? The one that's always looking at you?
Yeah, that's the guy. Well, me and her climbed a tree. We were looking at birds' eggs.
Boy, Beaver, wait till the guys find out you were hanging around with a girl. Boy, they'll really give you the business.
But gee, Wally, you hang around with girls. The guys don't give you the business.
Well, that's because I'm in high school. You can do a lot of stuff in high school without getting the business.
All right, fellas, let's get going.
Okay, Dad. Hey, did any of the other guys see you with Linda?
Just a couple.
Uh-oh. What if the guys rash you about Linda?
I'm just going to act like I never climbed a tree with her.
Now, before the bell rings, could someone sum up what we've learned today and give me the definition of a sentence? Whitey?
A sentence is where after you say something, you put a period.
Well, Whitey, I'm not sure that that's what... Perhaps we'd better review our sentences again tomorrow. All right, class dismissed. Oh, Beaver, would you pick up the notebooks?
Yes, Miss Landers. Can I help you, Beaver? Miss Landers said I should do it. Didn't you, Miss Landers?
Well, yes, Linda. But you could sharpen the pencils for me.
Sure they were. They were sitting up in the tree. Linda and Beaver. They really were sitting up in the tree all day Saturday and Sunday.
Didn't they even come down to eat?
They were sitting in the tree because they're sweet on each other, that's why.
Hi, guys. So these are my real shoestrings. They're out of my sneakers. Well, I've got to be going.
Aren't you going to wait for your girlfriend, Linda?
She's not my girlfriend.
If she's not your girlfriend, then call her something.
Sure, call her a funny name if she's not your girl.
All right, I will.
Here she comes. Go ahead, Beaver.
Goodbye, Beaver.
Goodbye, Linda.
Why didn't you call her something?
Well, I couldn't think of a funny name to call her.
Now, when are you going to think of one?
Tomorrow.
I bet you're not going to call her anything. I'll bet you're still sweet on her.
I bet you I do, too. I bet you I'd call her a real mean name. First thing tomorrow.
Hey, Beaver!
What?
Can I ask you something?
And can't you see him doing my homework?
That doesn't look like homework.
Well, sure it is. It's a picture for biology.
That's not a picture of.
It's an amoeba.
What does it do?
Oh, I don't know. They just told us to draw a picture of it. They're going to tell us what it does tomorrow.
Doesn't look like it could do much.
Beaver, would you get your nose out of my amoeba?
All right. I don't have to ask you stuff anyway.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Can I ask you something?
Well, of course.
When?
Well, anytime, dear. Anytime at all.
Something too important.
Too important for what?
Too important for me to ask you something.
No, I guess not.
did you ever call anybody a bad name?
Beaver, what do you want to know that for?
Well, I was just wondering.
Well, I might have. When I was in the Seabees.
Well, after you called them stuff, did they feel bad?
Well, I suppose their feelings were hurt, yes.
Well, is there any bad stuff you could call somebody that wouldn't make them feel bad?
Like what?
Well, if you call them a creep, they'd feel bad.
That's right.
And if you call them a dope, they'd feel bad.
Yes?
I guess there aren't any nice bad words. Thanks anyways, Dad.
Beaver, why are you asking me all this?
Because Mom and Wally were too busy.
Would you get a cold and a fever?
Yeah, you said you'd do it first thing in the morning.
None of your business. I'll bet you're not going to call her anything. I'll bet you're still sweet on her.
I am not, and you'll see.
Here she comes. Go ahead, Beaver.
Hello, Beaver.
Linda Dennison, you're a smelly old ape.
You really told her, Beaver.
Yeah, that was all right.
Yeah, she was crying.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Now, what is all this?
Well, wait,
just a minute, one at a time.
Beaver started it, Miss Landers. He called Linda a smelly old ape.
Beaver, did you do that?
Yes, Miss Landers.
The rest of you children go into the classroom. Beaver, you come with me to Mrs. Rayburn's office.
Judy, I don't think you should have made Beaver do that.
Huh, you thought it was funny.
So did I, till he hit me in the stomach.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hi, Wally.
Oh, I'll get a new aquarium Saturday.
Oh, that's all right. They're kind of nice company. Aren't you home late?
Well, they made us stay at school to listen to a lecture.
Oh, what was it about?
Gee, Mom, I don't know. Just a lecture. Your dad's home, huh? I saw the car.
Yes, he's in with a beaver. Mrs. Rayburn sent him home from school with a note.
Mrs. Rayburn? Boy, he must be in some real neat mess. Can I have some milk, Mom?
Sure.
I hope you can find a suitable explanation for Theodore's unusual conduct. Yours truly, Cornelia Rayburn.
Well, Beaver, I guess you had quite a day at school.
I guess I did too, Dad. Did Miss Rayburn say anything about me hitting Larry in the stomach?
No.
Oh. Well, I think she might have made up something like that.
Beaver, this name you call Linda Dennison, was that why you were asking me all those questions about bad names last night?
Yeah, Dad. I guess it was.
Well, I gather you found one that was suitable.
I sure did.
Beaver, why would you do a thing like this? Start a fight and cause all this trouble?
I don't know.
Well, that's not good enough, Beaver. Now, this thing's been building up for 2 days. I want the reason.
Well, me and Linda were sitting in a tree, and the kid said she was my girl, so I called her a name to prove that she wasn't.
You did it because the kids were teasing you. All right, what about the fight in the hall?
Well, after I called Linda the name, I felt mad, so I wanted to hit somebody.
So you hit Larry?
Well, he was the closest.
Well, Beaver, did you tell Mrs. Rayburn about the kids teasing you?
Gee, no, Dad. I didn't want to be a squealer.
Well, you go on upstairs. I'll straighten this out at school. Well, Beaver, I'm going to have to talk to Mrs. Rayburn. What was the name you called Linda?
I called her a smelly old ape.
Oh.
Well, I think of some worst ones, but I couldn't remember how to say them.
Is everything okay, Beef?
I won't know till after later.
Did you get to the bottom of it?
Yeah, more or less. He sat in a tree with Linda Dennison. Then he called her an ape, and then he punched Larry Mondello in the stomach.
Now, why would he do all that?
I guess our boy's growing up, dear. Hello, has Mrs. Rayburn left yet?
Now, before we begin today's lessons, I think there's one thing we should straighten out in regard to our relations with each other. Now, I talked with Mrs. Rayburn, and all that commotion yesterday was caused by a mistaken idea. Some of you seem to think there's something shameful about a little boy and a little girl liking one another. Now, let's think about it for a minute. Is it really so shameful? All of us here in this room are rather like one big family. And I think our family could be a lot happier if we were kind, considerate, and friendly toward one another. And, well, as far as little boys and little girls liking each other, well, you don't have to be silly about it. But I do think you should have mutual respect and learn to get along together. You know, if you do that, you'll be taking a big step toward becoming the kind of men and women we want you to be.
Hi, Beaver.
Hi, Linda.
Come on up. Hi, Beaver. Me and Linda found some bird's eggs.
No. Well, I gotta be getting home. Anyway, the tree might not hold the three of us.
No, it might not.
Yeah, I'll be seeing you, Beaver.
Yeah, I'll be seeing you guys.
I told the Beaver to get to bed early tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he must have had a pretty tough time the last couple of days. Children teasing him and fighting with his friends.
Oh, it's sort of natural, June. A boy has a lot of problems to face as he grows up. None of them is new or unique.
Oh, I know, but when you're the Beaver's age, it must seem as though it's never happened to anyone else in the whole world before.
Yeah, I guess it must.
No fooling. Linda was really sitting up in the same tree with Larry, huh?
Yeah. Looking at the same egg she was looking at with me.
Well, were you mad?
No. Well, I wasn't mad.
Well, what were you?
I don't know. I just kind of felt bad.
Yeah.
Wally, I don't like Linda. Why should I feel bad? Because she's sitting in a tree with Larry.
I don't know. I don't like Mary Ellen Rogers either, but I feel kind of bad when I see her talking to some of the other guys in school. I guess that bad feeling is what makes people get married.
Search me, Wally.